News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Joe Lyon, you're going to be talking to Minister Peter Burke in a moment, but how have the markets behaved overnight?
Well, the Nikkei in Japan is up a healthy 6% after falling roughly that amount yesterday. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is more or less flat, up slightly, but it fell 13% yesterday. We're expecting a lot more green on the board here in Europe when markets open in about 40 minutes. And yesterday, of course, saw a major sell-off in shares worldwide. Even more uncertainty over global...
Dead cat bounce, or is there a feeling that Trump will do a deal?
Well, everything is different. For example, there's now direct negotiations between the American administration and the Japanese authorities. That's why the Nikkei is up so strongly. The Hang Seng is flat because they make so much stuff for the Chinese economy that's going to be exported. That's still flat. As for Europe, it was probably oversold yesterday. A lot of very big companies losing huge amount of value. And now turning to the impact of this trade war on Ireland. The government here has set up a dedicated team to work through Enterprise Ireland to advise exporters how best to navigate these trade headwinds. That includes one-to-one advice. And the Department of Enterprise says it's been preparing for this tariff war for a while. And it comes as the government admits that if pharma were to be included in tariffs, then 98% of Irish exports to America would be covered by the Trump tariffs. The Enterprise Minister, Peter Burke, joins us now on the line. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, apart from verbal advice, will you be offering something a little bit more tangible to exporters, such as, I don't know, export guarantees or some sort of risk sharing?
So first of all, Enterprise Ireland have established a dedicated team within the agency really supporting so many of our companies exporting. And there are a number of areas where we can support client companies, provide the necessary resource, guidance, strategic help, which is very important at this time. Obviously, in the first instance, we can provide consultancy advice and support to get that advice. There's a very significant grant of up to €70,000 there available for that. And secondly, then, in relation to market diversification, which the agency has always been working closely with so much of our indigenous sector on, we have both the Market Discovery Fund and the Strategic Marketing Review Fund, again, to assist so many companies. And finally, which is the important piece, we know that so many of our companies who export to the US do so on quality. They're very significant premium produce, a lot of them have. So we have to see as well, in terms of productivity and competitiveness, how we can hive out more productivity in terms of the margins. And we have the digital process innovation support, which is also available through Enterprise Ireland to assist them with that.
Yeah, you hinted at the weekend that you would remove some rules on Irish firms to help them trade, such as health warnings on Irish drinks labels. Is that going to go ahead, that drinks labels, or are you going to pause them?
So that's currently under consideration. Obviously, the regulations come from the Department of Health, but we have a very close eye on our competitiveness. And one thing I'm doing this week, I'm bringing forward a proposal, a paper to the Cabinet Subcommittee on the Economy, with a view to do a memorandum to government next week on looking at two key issues. One, to set and train to have our competitive strategy, which will be very clear that we want a very significant action plan together with whole of government supporting it before the summer. But secondly, there's a number of key areas, I think, where we can get quick wins now and try and get them in train before the summer. And that would send a very strong signal to businesses that we're very serious about our competitive piece. We know we're the most competitive economy in the Eurozone right now. We're number four of the 67 countries that are measured across the independent yearbook, but we can do better, and critically in our infrastructure is where we need to sharpen up.
Okay. Now, Trump was asked in the Oval Office last night whether the EU offer of 0% tariffs on all industrial goods, including pharma, would be good enough. And he said no. It doesn't sound like the EU is going to be able to negotiate with Trump.
It's a very difficult position at the moment. And when you see essentially that the EU have put an arbitrary figure of 39% in connection with European goods, it's very difficult to see how the UK can be at 10%, because both jurisdictions charge VAT, both have digital regulation. We're very much aware that Brexit has happened, but the UK is an awful long time out of the European Union. So it's very difficult to assess where that 39% is coming from, unless you go to the Leaving Cert Pass, somewhere he's dividing the trade surplus by the total exports and using half the percentage. But essentially, we need to get to a phase where we can negotiate. And I know Mauro Šefčovič is very keen in that. Taoiseach obviously is going over to talk to Howard Lutnick this week as well to try and see how much we can, working with Europe, change the dial and get into that space. But it's very striking if you look at, you know, last week about of the 600 billion goods that we export to the US in a European context, we had tariffs of 7 billion. Now we have 80 billion. So that's more than a tenfold increase. And that's very significant on global trade.
Do you think the EU will retaliate this week?
I think there will be a series of countermeasures drafted up. Absolutely. The EU has to protect its market. They're very clear on that. We have a very significant marketplace, 450 million people. That's very important to us, but we favour negotiation. So there was a list which has been drafted yesterday. It's with our permanent representatives, our ambassadors across the EU, working hard on it. And obviously, we're trying our best in a European context to protect Irish interests. We know there are very vulnerable sectors there from our drinks and our agri-foods. So we have a lot of work to do, but hopefully we can get into a space where we can negotiate. But I can't say that at any degree of confidence right now.
Thank you, Minister. That is the Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.